Good morning to you all. Lamed Beis Omed Aleph. Psachim Yud Beis Omed Aleph. Yesterday we learned a Rashi and a Tosfos. That's what we did yesterday. A Rashi, we learned from Lamed Beis Omed Beis, and a Tosfos Beis Yoyim. So, let's do a quick recap because we have to learn the next places and it's all tied together. Rashi said yesterday, and the Bernard gave a scar, he said it's very logical. Yeah, he said it's logical. Yeah. That if the Aiden Zayman, Aiden Hamazimin, would come along and say, you're with us from the beginning of the day until the end of the margin of error, then the Edim, the original Edim, and we call them set one, are Zayonim, and they get killed. But, if they wouldn't give Edim, if the Edim Hamazimim, the set two, would only say that you are with us until the fourth hour, then we wanted to be Mazayin from Rashi. In that case, they would obviously not become Edim Zohanim, because number three can say it happened at the fifth hour. It means the person testified that the story happened at the third. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe we should actually explain the case. Just holding it, we're all holding it. But you're right. We should say the case was that one person said on the third hour and one person said on the fifth hour. That's when the story happened. The story happened, that Reuven killed Shimon, one says on the third hour, one says on the fifth hour. And Edim Hamazimim came along and says, Imano Yisem, you were with us from hour one until hour four. From hour one till hour four, you were with us. So, it was Medurik in Rashi, it's clear as it can get in Rashi, that the Edim Zayim, Edim, the first set of Edim that said the story happened once in the third hour, once in the fifth hour, go and get killed, because they can both say what actually happened on the fifth hour, must have made a mistake, and therefore, right, Imam Edim, right, I was with you on the third hour, but the story actually happened in the fifth hour. So maybe they can't get killed. And not only that, it was Mazik and Rashi that the Aedus is Kayim. The first set of Edom is Aedus is Kayim, and we would kill the accused based on such Aedus. So one says the story happened on the third hour, one says the story happened on the fifth hour. So far the Aedus is acceptable. When does the story actually happen? Either the third or fifth. So the story is acceptable. And one comes to Edom and say, how can you say that? You were with us until the fourth hour. The whole morning you were with us until the fourth hour.
Not the fifth.
The moment the Aedus is still kind. Because, yes, you're right. So the story happened in the fifth hour. The Aedus is still kind. And we would therefore kill the accused. The accused would get killed, and obviously the Aedus still would become Aedus Zayim. Such Aedus is kosher Aedus. Why? Because from zero, from the beginning of the day until hour four, doesn't in any way contradict the Aedus which they said. That's what we were discussing yesterday, we had it from Rashi. Now, an interesting shaila, which is what we have to work out, is what would be if the Aedim said, both Aedim said it happened on the third hour. So no contradiction, bechlal, about that. And long come Aedim Hamazimim and say, how can you say it happened on the third hour? You were with us in the third hour. So could we say, okay, we made a mistake, and we met the fourth hour, we met the fifth hour, and therefore their Aedus is still Kayom, they won't get killed, and they kill the other guy. They kill their shoes. Or do we say, no, you didn't say this story happened in the fifth hour. None of you said the story happened in the fifth hour or the fourth hour, and therefore we can't assume that the story happened in the fourth hour and you're contradicted, and therefore we will not kill the accused. That's the shadow which we have to try and work out. The Edim said it happened in the third hour. Edim HaMezimim come along and say you were with us in the third hour. So now we need to know what's the din regarding the Edim and what's the din regarding the accused. That's what the shadow which we need to know. Okay?
This thing of giving people with 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever you give to accuse people, is that whatever they say, or only if there's something between the two, one says the third, one says the fourth, there could be some confusion.
Right, that's the side. That's the side. Maybe you hit the nail on the head. That's the side. In a case, we have to know what we know, and then we have to know what we have to work out. But first we have to know what we know. In the case of third and fifth, but one says it happened on the third hour, one says it happened on the fifth hour, it's clear the edict is accepted. When did the story actually happen? Either the third or the fifth. But it's clear the story is accepted. If Aiden come along and say you were with us in the third hour, it's also clear in Rashi that their edict is still accepted, that the original edict is still accepted.
I thought there was a problem, because one of them was the third hour, one was the second. And the gap to the fifth is too big to accept the eighth.
Right, very good. But your parents were saying that if the Asian would say you were with us on the third, fourth, and fifth hour, the only way to say the original age is to say it happened in the second hour, or you would say the original age, but the age is both. But I'm saying, what would be in the case, not when the Asian came along and said you were with us for such a long time, right? What would be if the Asian said you were with us for the third hour, the fourth hour? What would be in that case? Right? The Edom said, you were with us. How can you say this story happened in the third hour? He's saying it happened in the fifth hour, you're saying it happened in the third hour. You were with us from the beginning of the day until the fourth hour. Right? So, the Edom said, you were with us for 4 hours of that day. What do we do now? Do we say, so what? So what? I can still say the story happened in the fifth hour. In which case, my agent is still kind. There's no contradiction in the plot. So it was a mazuik, and Rashi, and it's Mufurish and Rashi, that in that case, the agent would still be kind. Rashi, the only time the agent is bottle is the case of Moshe Pes. When they said that, in the story happened in the third, fourth, and fifth, then the agent is bottle. The agent said the story happened up to the fourth hour, you were with us up to the fourth hour, then the original agent can say, okay, fine. But our story happened in the fifth hour. In the fifth hour, the Edus is Chaim, and therefore they don't get killed, obviously, and they also are able to kill the accused. That's the thing which we have to accept, it's an approach. Okay? Now, the Shaila which we need to know is what would be in a case when there's no contradiction between the two agents. Not that one for the third hour, one for the fifth hour. But they both said the third hour. They both agree, it happened the third hour. Happened the third hour. Along come Edim HaMezimim and say, how can you say happened in the third hour? You were with us in the third hour. Now, what would be the din regarding the Edim, the original Sam Edim, and regarding the accusers? That's the shape.
I think the accusers are the original Edim to get to what they want to do to the other person.
Okay. We like some phrases from the Sugi.
Yeah.
Something in the Gemara.
It's a leeway.
Let's start with the Edim. Let's start with the Edim. Are the Edim chosen in this case?
I don't know whether or not the rule is...
I want to know.
We learned in the context where they generally don't jive with one another. And we say, well, people make mistakes, and so we'll work it out so that their Edom is kind, you know, they're still within the range that people can make mistakes. So that's to combine with their contradictory, where they're seemingly contradicting each other. But then when they're both saying third hour, you still use that mahalak of
Rabbi. I want a raya from the Gemara. I want a raya from the Mufurish in the Gemara. The Shaila is Mufurish, the Shaila in the Gemara. They both say 3 hours, third hour. Do we kill the Edom? It's Mufurish in the Gemara. No, Gemara. Gemara. The Mufurish in Gemara. Mufurish in Gemara.
I'm right.
You're too far away. I mean, it's based on that. No, it's too early. It's too early. It's based on that. It's the first thing about what we do about these Adim things. About the Adim, whether the Adim things. Whether the original text get killed. The first thing about it's based on that. The end of all this. When one says 3 and one says 5, the Gemara says we give them the full margin of error, which is from when? From the beginning of the day. Now none of them said the beginning of the day. But we give them from the beginning of the day. Until Chatzai. None of them said Chatzai. That means we can see that despite the fact that none of them said any of that time, they said 3 and 5. But nobody said the first hour, nobody said the second hour. No one said the fourth hour, no one said the sixth hour. And we say, they're not coming. They could say themselves. And they could say, and the story happened in the first hour, the second hour, and the fourth hour, and the sixth hour. They could say that. In order to say themselves, although their Aesop was clearly on the third hour, they could say we made a mistake. And the story happened on the first, second, fourth, sixth. They can make up when it happened. That's the Mefusha Gemara. So regarding them, regarding the Edim, they can save themselves. The Shaila which we need to know is, what about their accusers? Do we say as much as they can save themselves, so their agents is still Kayon? So that's going to kill the accused. And they will say, okay, they made a mistake, and the story happened in the fourth hour, and they killed the accused. The Edim are saying, Edim are mezimim, the second set of saying, you were with us in the third hour. Okay, you're going to kill us? No, because we could have happened in the fourth hour. So the story happened in the fourth hour. And that's going to kill the accused as well. That's the shaila which we need to work out. I built it up for you as you came from the sugya. That's the shaila.
The
second set of Edom, because they said the third hour, and even though they could wiggle their way out because they have that margin of error,
is that still enough that they can convict the first? That's the shaila. You expressed the shaila very well. That's the shaila we're asking. It's sort of like being
tortured, still impeached. Who's impeached?
Well,
they're not impeached at all.
No.
So that means false. If one guy says 3 and one guy says 5, which they would kill the accused. The first day is 3 and they can both of them, they're okay because 3 you can inside, so we should kill the accused. So we can never kill the accused.
If people make mistakes, and how come the second set that come along, they can't say we made mistakes?
But it's clearly going to talk about it.
Are we suggesting that the authority irrespective of whether the Aiding agree or they disagree with the disagreement over 2 hours, that we don't really look at the accuracy of the time that they say. We're not really good at it.
In Florida, that's how it should be. Now, you should be asking a point, which is a good point, but you should ask a point, why don't we say, if Aiding and Zayman are coming, said you were with us in the third hour, why don't we say that it really meant before, even afterwards? I've seen places similar to that point. We'll see. But the right now, that's the chayim, so what should come out. And then we saw...
So why should we not be next to the time? Saying that the guy can work that...
People make mistakes.
When they both get three, when they both make a mistake, it could really be 5 or 4 or something like that.
Maybe.
Both of them make a mistake.
Maybe.
Maybe.
One says 2, one says 3. So we have to see the next page. Okay, so that was Otsa. So that so far we've built ourselves up from the Gemara, Rashi, And then we came to the Tosfos that say Be'ezayim. Tosfos Be'ezayim asked the basic question in the seventh Chakir. We understand why we need the first, second, third, and fourth Chakir, but we don't understand why we need the fifth one. We understand why you need to know why, which Shemitah cycle you're in, which year in the Shemitah cycle, which month, and which date. All those are critical. Also need to know what time and what place. But why do we need to know the day of the week? It doesn't add anything to us. It doesn't add anything. Why are we asking them about the day of the week? The Tosfos first says, well, just because to see if we can catch them out. I once have said something, it should be in a place of Magid, you can't change it. Yeah, that's what it says. Because of the security cat. So, to catch you out. That's the first test of Tosfos. Second test of Tosfos. And this is going to get to what we were just talking about. You know why we need to know about the day of the week? Why do we need to know about the day of the week? Because it could be one of them would say the date of the second of the month. And one said the date of the third of the month. So we need to now know if this is accurate. It could be they don't know that the previous month was the leap month or not. No. So we need to know if it was accurate. Therefore we say, you know what, check out the day of the week. If the day of the week matches, then we know really that the date of the month also matches. Just one didn't know about the Ibn Khazij one. So that's why we ask about the day in order to clarify if they are really talking about the same day. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. The Tosfos says, you know why you need to know it? Because Nafkumina the Echolina the base of Chodesh, the Echolina the Gimel. Nafkumina is one says in the second, one says in the third. So now, the question is, why did Tosfos say that? Why don't we say Nafkumina if they both said on the same date, the second of the month? They both said on the second of the month, like today. They said the second of the month, and then along come Aden Hamidim, and say, how can you say this story happened on the second of the month? You were with us at this day on the second of the month. So what would be the problem? Yeah, but why can't they turn around and say that the story really happened on the third of the month? The story happened on the third of the month. And therefore we still feel we want to kill the accused. This accused should still be killed. Because the story really happened on the third of the month. And people can make mistakes about it. People can make a mistake. They don't know if there's a leap month. So really the story happened on the third of the month. And therefore, this Reuven that murdered Shimon should still get killed. So why did Tosfos say talking about when one said second and one said third? Even if they both are accurate on the date, they both said the same date, we still need to clarify the day of the week. Why? Because if we wouldn't know the day of the week, what would happen? So they said the second of the month. Now, the second of the month happens to be a Thursday. So they said that they said that it was second of the month. And then along comes somebody said, you were with us on Thursday. You were with us on Thursday, so the second of the month. Said, oh, sorry, we made a mistake. We meant the third of the month. So, he killed him. Now, if we would have asked the day of the week, then we would have known they're talking about Thursday. They can't say, oh, we meant the third of the month, we meant Friday. Because they said Thursday. So we can't kill the accused. Because we know their eyes. Because they were with these other people on the Thursday. So it's very important to ask what day of the week. It's critical to ask what day of the week. Because otherwise, we'd end up killing the accused based on their testimony. You hear me, Yaakov? You're with us on the second or on the third? Yeah, you're with us on the second, you tell them, hey mom, you were with us that Thursday. So they said, okay, we made a mistake, we met Friday.
I feel what Tosfos is here, yes.
That, no, the Tosfos doesn't say that. The question is, why don't we give this to that? Why doesn't Tosfos give that kid? Say, you know why we have to ask about the day of the week, in order that we shouldn't kill the accused. Because if we just go over the date, they'll say, okay, we made a mistake one day. And therefore we should really kill we really the agents happened on a Friday, and we would kill the accused. We want to know what day of the week. Oh, one time it's Thursday, that's it. The Jews, that's a problem. So the Mashal asked this question to Sanhedrin. The Mashal said that since neither the Eidim testified that happened on the third of the month, right, they also that happened on the second of the month, since neither of them testified that happened on the third of the month, there is no Eidim for the third day, and we will not kill the Jews. Either they could say it happened on the third, but since neither of them actually testified on the third, we will not kill the Jews. Like one said it happened on the second, one said it happened on the third, we would kill the Jews. Because there wasn't, there wasn't Jesus about the third day. If neither of them said about the third, they both said about the second, although included in second is also third, but since neither of them said the third, there's no Haggadah Eidus, there's no testimony about the third day, and we will not kill the accused based on such Eidus.
So in order to kill someone,
we need the Haggadah Eidus. We need Eidus. We need somebody to have said they did it on this time. Now if it was a space in the third hour, one person says five, one person three, so there's some connection between them. So there was somebody speaking about the five. Well, that only means two people. But there was one person who mentioned five, and the other one mentioned three mentioned five. So maybe you've got something to go with if you've killed the accused. But when neither of them mentioned a particular hour or particular date, it should come out from that mashal that we would not be able to kill the accused. The mashal was saying, you know, no point in asking about the day of the week. Because what were we saying after the day of the week? Because if they said the same date, then maybe they'd say, okay, maybe we'll take it one day, and therefore it's still China and we kill the accused. You weren't able to kill the accused. Because as long as they didn't speak about a date, they didn't say the third of the month, neither of them said about the third of the month, we would not kill the Jews.
So they took it off from the
government. Oh, they get off because they can say we made a mistake. But Eidus,
right.
It wasn't Eidus. In order to kill the Jews, you need Eidus.
Right.
You need people to have spoken. So if we go back to our Shaila, what would be if one said, if they both said it happened at 3 o'clock, and then Eidus came along and said, you were with us at 3 o'clock. So they can get off the hook, so they can say, okay, I have enough four. Shoot, they can get off the hook. And the Eidim, then the accused won't get killed. Because there was no Haggadah Eidus for that fourth hour. Haggadah Eidus is only about the third hour. In order to kill the accused, you need Haggadah Eidus. Where's your Eidus?
They can't retract their testimony and say it happened on the fourth, and then that would be the new Eidus.
No, they didn't give that Eidus. They didn't give that Eidus. Haggadah Eidus. We need a recital of testimony. And we didn't have that. In order to kill someone, we need Eidim speaking. And we didn't have that. What did we have? We had one guy saying three, and one guy saying three. Where's Eidim? Where's the four? So that's what we see from Tesis Beis Yoyim. That's what we're talking about in the date. Tesis is talking about the date. We are suggesting the same would be by the hour. But Tesis is talking about the date. Tesis says, we first said on the third day, or in the second day of the month, although they could yell dog and say, we met the third, so we never killed the Jews based on that. Because you didn't say the third. In order to kill someone, you need to say it. You need to say it happened on the third of the month. And you didn't say that. Yeah, it was wrong.
Yeah. This story is mentioning that it reminds me of a buying second,
You're saying good, right? The same comes at the end of the day, you'll see it's not exactly the same. Okay, so you're laughing to the billion that we've made, right? Mm-hmm. If we keep it, the stage after stage after stage, right? We said, if 1 says 5, 1 says 3, and Asian Zayman come on, say, from the beginning of the day until 6 hours, they're off, they get killed. Right. If 1 says 3 and 1 says 1 says 3 and 1 says 5, Asian Zayman say you were with us from the first hour until the fourth hour, they don't get killed, and we kill those Jews. Why? Because the Asian gave Asians on the fifth hour. What would be if they both gave Asians about the third hour? Both gave Asians about the third hour and the previous case.
One doesn't
exist. Right.
Having
right, very good. So, what you want is fifth, one is third. So we say third meant five, and it's if you had two ages. Now why don't they both said third hour? So I would have said, let's go, just like my professor just said, you only need two ages. And when we said five and three, we were happy to push the three to the five. Right? One age is not. So we said there were two ages, maybe we spoke about the fifth. Yes, two ages, only had one. Yes, meaning five. So it was all the same thing. If both says third hour, both says third hour, three means five, and therefore you would accept the Asians who killed their Jews. That was how we thought Mitzvah. Until we came to face the second phase of the Aleph, and the phase of Aleph, the Ramath of Asian Yoim, phase is there, it's apparent from phases, it's a beautiful phase, that we only kill their Jews if one of them mentioned the right date. If one of them mentioned the right date, one said the third of the month, and the other one said the second, but we can interpret the second to mean the third, then we would accept the ages and we would kill the accused. But if they both said the same date, they both said the second of the month, although we are right to interpret second means third, but we would not be able to kill the accused. Why? Because we don't have a Haggadah Eidos. We don't have people speaking about the third of the month. We don't have it. And we can't kill the Jews. That's a deal in the place of the Beis Yoyim, Rashan Sahed in the Medaiz.
So now, the first one is say that same concept or limit would apply to hours, and both testify to the third hour, and then the Eidos, the second set come in saying, no, with us on the third hour, they can save themselves, but because there's no testimony about the second or the fourth hour, they can always just wiggle out. The needle shouldn't be killed either, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, now, that should be the same logic for this at the same five. Because no one has survived, excuse me, three years, they said for the three and five. No, 3 years for the 3 and 4, or no, 3 and 5, 1. So, what?
The story could be if it's the same time in the day to day, the story happening. And it's all that complicated.
Whatever it is, as long as you're using testimony
of one of them
out of being zoned, by putting themselves to a different hour than what they testify to, as long as they both are testifying to a different hour to save themselves, then you can never kill the Nego. Even if it's not the same hour, even if they both need to testify to three.
If one of them testifies the right hour...
But as long as one testifies the right hour, then you're okay.
Right.
But if both of them do not testify the right hour...
That's what we're saying. That's coming
right.
up. That's why from the status, if both of them testify the third hour, and although they can get themselves off the hook and say it happened on the fourth, but we wouldn't kill the accused, because the maester, there was no one who spoke about the fourth hour. Yeah, you're awesome.
What exactly happened on the third day? Then our next question is, what day of the week was that?
Right.
And if you have the wrong day of the week, it doesn't relate to being the third of the month. They had it off by one day.
According
to both said Tuesday.
According to the second test of Tosafot, then we would not listen to the second part of the fifth.
We wouldn't go
to the second. It should be in a place of Magus. You said it was in the third of the month, the third of the month. That's what the second test says. Okay, so now let us see this last thing. It's amazing how Rosh Hashanah see how everyone built like a big chabur on it. The mayor, Nazi. Now, do you remember what this the Maskel is going on? Le mayor. Very important. I'll tell you, when I learned the status, I didn't have it. I didn't look up this point. This is the Sefer Vashmor in Megala, all this to me. I didn't look up this point. No, this is somebody else. Ariza, Elizarov. Please don't talk. The Rameya, what's the Rameya talking about? What was the Rameya's opinion? One said two, and one said three. Right? One said two, one said three. We have a 2-hour gap. We give them a 2-hour leeway. So one I said two can get up to four, the one I said three can get up to five. So I said the one I said two has two and three.
Yeah.
So it's not including four. And the one I said three is three and four. Nachon?
Right.
Am I right? The one who said... One second, I just make sure. The one who said two gets the third and fourth hour as well. Because it could be that two meant the end of the two. And that would be that three and four. The one who said three gets the fifth hour, because it could be three means the end of three, and you get four and five. Or seven, yeah. So it could have happened sometime in the fifth hour. According to one it says three, it could have happened sometime in the fifth hour. Let's say Hikshirivon. Amayloi Nisra Hatois, the Mizinim. If they said, so we said the Eidim HaMizinim will say you were with us from the beginning of the day until the end of the fifth hour. If they would say that, we would kill the Eidim Zimim. Because you were with us in entire duration. Great Tais says, why? Amai loy nisla atois b'mezimim. Why don't we say the Tais was in the mezimim? Och she'oyim ha'mezimim imono ha'isem ad soifei. When the mezimim said you were with us until the end of the fifth hour, Noima will say she'to. The mezimim made the mistake. The kol edadet hey. They thought it was the fifth hour, but really it was only the fourth hour. Meister Hoyo Behei, and the story happened in the fifth hour, which no one yet on. Veloyu Mizumonim Beka, and they won't be Mizumonim, they won't be Muzman, they won't be Eidin Zaymimim. They will be Eidim Zaymin. Why not be Eidim Zaymin? Because they can say your Eidim, the Eidim who were mugging, made a mistake. And they thought it was the fifth hour, it was the fourth hour, but it really happened in the fifth hour. It really happened in the fifth hour.
How
would
it come out? Did they testify?
One second. Yeah? Now my story, but hey, the loyim is one of the characters. Now look at these words. On a hisha Eidim, mokheshes he. Although the Aedis is Mukhus. Now why is the Aedis Mukhus? Why? It says basically, you know why it's Mukhus? Sha'oisai Sha'oma Shtayim Loi Hoyo Yochel Litois Ad Hei. The one that said it happened in the second hour couldn't have made a mistake.
Such a big mistake.
He couldn't have made such a mistake. Because from 2 to 5 is too far for a man. So it's true the Aedis of them we won't be able to accept because we don't have two Aedim saying the same, we don't have two Aedim which are compatible with each other. So we'll be able to kill the accused, but at least we should let them off the hook because we'll say they didn't even made a mistake and they called the fifth hour, they called the fourth hour the fifth hour, when really it was the fourth hour. So you've got Aedim, Zayman which are okay. The Eidim Zayman were not Eidim Zayman, because they can say, well, it happened in the fifth hour. Right? So, at least the person who said the third hour could say it happened in the fifth hour. So you have the Muslim, the Eidim Zayman, but we won't have Eidim. We won't be able to kill the accused either. But why won't we be able to kill the accused?
Because the one who testified
to,
his testimony won't go to the fifth hour.
Because the one who testified to won't be able to reach the fifth hour.
Right. So you only have one answer.
Right. That's the Kasha Satan. So why do we say that if they would say from the beginning of the day until the fifth hour? If the Aedim, Hamizimim, the second set would come along and say, that happened from that, you were with us from the beginning of the day until the fifth hour. Then what do we do? We kill the Eidim Zainamim. Why can we do that? The Eidim Amazinim made a mistake. They thought it was the fifth hour. It wasn't the fifth hour, it was the fourth hour. And the story really happened in the fifth hour. So Mameda, you can't kill the original Eidim. You also can't kill the Jews.
You can't kill the original Eidim because...
because the second age, who said it happened on the third hour, can say it really happened in the fifth hour. No, the second age. There are two ages. One is the third, second hour, one is the third hour.
Yeah.
The one who says it happened, the one who says it happened in the third hour is entitled to make a mistake and say it really happened in the fifth hour.
Yeah.
So if the agent on the Zimian come along and say it happened in the fourth, you were with us in the fourth hour, it's just a what? So the story happened in the fifth hour. So you can't catch me out. You've actually caught my friend out. You have caught my friend out. But so what? In order to kill us, we need to catch both of us out. But you haven't done that. So I'm off the hook. It's true, you caught my friend out, but you didn't catch me out. And therefore, I'm off the hook, so my friend's off the hook. Because Eina Eidim Dalasim Zayim, Asher Shmeyim Asim Zayim. So the Mela, it comes out, you can't kill the Eidim Zayim, because one of them is definitely not a Zayim, could be not a Zayim. And the Seif says, you can't kill the accused either. Why? Because there's no compatibility between the two Eidim. The one who said it happened in the third hour, okay, maybe it could be true. The one who said it happened in the second hour is not consistent, is not possible. And therefore, everyone's off the hook.
Why not?
Because from 2 to 5, you don't make mistakes. One says the story happened in the second hour.
Yeah.
We're saying the story really happened in the fifth hour.
No, maybe.
Right. Okay. And you, who said second hour, couldn't have made that mistake. So there's no maybe for you. Because the one is the second hour, you can think of second,
yeah.
Third, and fourth, that's it.
Yeah.
Fifth hour is off the charts thing.
Yeah.
So it did, as far as he's concerned, it didn't happen in the fifth hour.
Yeah.
So when did it happen? I mean second, third, or fourth.
Yeah.
So they say you were with us during that time.
Yeah.
So you really should be an eighth there.
Okay.
But you're not. You know why? Because your friend said the third hour.
Yeah.
And for him it could have been, he's entitled to say it happened in the fifth hour.
Yeah.
So we've got only one aid that possible to say it happened in the fifth hour. So the Eidus is not kind.
Why
it needs to aid him.
Why
did he aid him? Say it's your fault.
Why?
If you want to kill the Jews?
Huh?
If you want to kill the Jews?
No,
you need
to say 5, 5
hours? Yes, sure. Because if there's contradiction between them, when did he kill? It's my job. there's in order to kill someone, you need aides which matches. If an aide would come along and say, no, it happened in the morning, and the other one said it happened in the evening, although they both agree that Reuben killed Shimon, we would not accept such aides.
Right.
Because it's not compatible. They're not compatible. So one of them said that happened in the second hour.
Yeah.
Now it definitely didn't happen in the second hour because it's Imano Yisim. You were with that other aide. You were with somebody else. So you could not have seen it. It could not happen in the second, could not happen in the third, could not have happened in the fourth.
Right.
The only time it could have happened is in the fifth.
The only time that it
could possibly have happened.
Not the only time that it could have possibly happened. It's the only time that they don't have any zone and contradicting their testimony.
Right. I mean,
the life in reality it could have happened.
In the second hour. But the Zomim then...
What?
No. He said that happened in the second hour.
Yeah.
Adam was saying you couldn't have seen it. Because you were with us. Somewhere else completely. So you could not have seen that happened in the second hour.
Yeah.
So he said, okay, third. I know you're with us in the third hour as well. Okay, fourth hour. You were with us in the fourth hour as well.
Yeah.
So you could not have seen this story.
Yeah.
The second aid, who said it happened on the third hour, could have seen it on the fifth hour.
Right.
So we've got one aid who says, I could have seen it. And the other aid has been proven wrong when he said, I could have seen it. He could not have seen it.
Right.
So how many people could have seen this story? Only one.
Right.
So we can't kill the accused based on one person.
Also, another simply combining the Aden's, second set of Aden's testimony into the story of the first, so it comes out as the only possibility of one that could have seen it was the fifth, and since the guy who said second couldn't have seen the fifth, so therefore, that loses the possibility whatsoever of any sort of Aden.
The guy who said second, so second, said it didn't happen to this. It didn't happen in the fifth. He said it happened earlier. So it didn't happen in the fifth. So we've got no... How many agents do we have that says it happened in the fifth hour? Just the one. You can't accept the agent. Yeah. Right? So the reason why we don't accept the agent, we don't kill the Jews, is because they're not compatible. So they're not compatible. They're not Cheshen.
We also have, we learned in the previous talk of Sil,
oh! Very good! Very good, Yeshua! Why are you saying because they're not compatible? You can't kill the accused because neither of them said it happened in the fifth hour. One said the second hour, one said the third hour. So you can't kill the accused, not because they're mukheshes, not because they're not compatible. You can't kill the accused because neither of them said it happened in the hour. So why is this saying, you know why the Jews get let off? Is because they're mukheshes, because the one who's in second not can't have seen it on the fifth hour. Irrelevant. Even if it would have been the fourth hour, where they could have been compatible. But neither of them said the fourth hour. And therefore wouldn't accept Aedus. Tosis in the previous Aedus. Just previous Aedus takes a devil. Tosis in the previous Aedus implies. Right? Implies that if it would have been... They both agreed on the same date. If they both agree on the same date, we would not accept the Aedus, even though they've got a right to say we made the mistake of the Ebel Chodesh. We wouldn't accept the Aedus. Why? Because there's no Agadah Aedus on the third day of the month. They both said on the second day of the month. There's no Agadah Aedus on the third day of the month. And therefore we can't accept the Aedus. So why in the next place the station says, you know why we can't accept the Aedus? Because they're not compatible. We can't kill the accused because they're not compatible. Because number two and number five are too far apart. We shouldn't have to kill the Jews because they didn't speak about the fifth hour. We shouldn't have to kill the Jews because they didn't speak about the fourth hour. And even if the Eidim Zaymin would not have been able to catch them out on the fourth hour, the Eidim would have been compatible for the fourth hour. We still wouldn't have been able to kill the Jews. Because they didn't speak about the fourth hour, they only spoke about the second or the third hour. So you bring the Tumim on the Mashal. So we asked the Kashmir Mashal, he asked a contradiction between the two places. It's a terrible contradiction.
Because he could have said, here, they are necessary, you don't have to cut onto their things.
No, again, the Tyson says the reason why it doesn't work is because two and five are too far apart. It's not true, that's not reason. If it wouldn't be too far apart, we would. If it would have been two and four, we wouldn't have accepted either. It's wrong. We wouldn't accept the Aedus, because nobody spoke about the fourth.
That's all based on the fact that
it's blind that they could save themselves by saying it happened on the fifth.
What did they say? We're allowing them to have to say
that. They could save themselves by, as if they happened on the fifth. When they said two and three and four, it meant also possible, or two and four, it meant also possibly it happened four and five, right? As if they mentioned the fifth hour. So when they said five, when they said three, it means five. So we won't kill them, because they didn't say, man, only said you were with us for the fourth hour. So the maid won't kill you. Right, but the accused, well, we can't kill the Jews, because the Aedim don't match. Because they don't match, because two and five are too far apart. That's not the point. The reason why you can't kill the Jews, because nobody spoke about this hour.
Who said that really happened then, though? You're saying that really happened on the fifth, and neither of them spoke about the real time.
So you think, who said it happened on the Sabbath? You're assuming it happened on the Sabbath.
When did it happen? When did it happen? When did it happen? Who's saying the story happened before? Who's making up the story? Maybe he didn't kill anyone, McLeod. How do you know he killed?
Well, you have
to wait. Two Aesim have been proven wrong. Because these two Aesim have been proven wrong. They were somewhere else at that time.
But hang on. If you've got two Aesim, get that the other minute
you're
saying this. One says two, one says three. And actually, hang on. Nobody's spoken about four.
Okay.
Under the previous rules, forget the application
of the time. We don't know, we just saw previous cases that said there's much as our God is either about a particular time, particular date,
yes.
We can't kill those Jews.
Who
said?
There's
no God of Jesus!
No!
I know what you said! There's no God of Jesus! Where's our God of Jesus? Where's that God of Jesus? God of
Jesus. 2 and 3.
2 and 3 is not 4 o'clock.
2 and 3
is not 4 o'clock.
It doesn't have to be 4.
2 and 3 is not 4.
It doesn't have
to be 4. It does! You need a God of Jesus!
Only when you have economy.
Where's that saying? Where's the saying in the
Torah? Anyone who says
2 and 3. Shnei Eidim Yochum Gaval Pi. It needs to be them saying it. So also when they said the second of the month, they also said the third of the month. Because second of the month can mean the third of the month, because people make a mistake. When a person says the second of the month, it can mean the third of the month.
Yeah.
And yet, we will not kill the accused, as the Mashal says it, we will not kill the accused based on what they said the second of the month.
Right.
Why? No, nothing to do with them coming on. In the case when they both said the second of the month,
yeah.
And then they can, and it turns out the story couldn't have been on the second month, happened on the third of the month. So what? They can say that. Second month can be the third of the month. Yeah. It's a relevant point. It is a relevant point, because the reason why you can't accept the Aedos, is because they didn't speak. That's why. Not because of any contradiction. The reason why we can't accept the Aedos on the third of the month, according to Marshaw, is because there was no speech about the third of the month. No one said anything about the third of the month. So you can't accept Aedos which wasn't said. So the reason why we'd want to push on to the third of the month is because there was a contradiction. But that's irrelevant, because the reason why you can't kill the guy is not because there was a contradiction, says the Marashah. The reason why you can't kill a guy is because there was no agents about it. When somebody says two, you're right, two can mean three, then if you actually say three, you can't kill the guy. That's how the Marashah says. I mean, if one says two and one says three and then there's a contradiction, no problem. You meant three, we will kill the guy. Because two and three, one person says three, two can be three, we will kill the guy. They both said two, and then there's a contradiction, and they can't, well, okay, we meant the third. No! You might have meant the third, and you won't get killed because you meant the third. But you didn't say the third. You need our God of Aedos. You don't have it.
If one says two and one says four, you can make them together.
Right. Same thing. Also, who says you can?
Yeah.
I'm sure
that 2 might
mean
3 and 4 might mean 3, and therefore you need to kill
the guy. Wait.
Originally
you've
got 2 and 4. So they
actually
merge,
they
could
go to 3.
Or
they
could be 2
or they
could
be
4.
Have you got
a
Gemara that says you
would
kill the guy?
Yeah. What was the Mishnah? Mishnah. We're Rabbi Maryland, and so Rabbi Yehuda, you have two circles, you have a little bit of an overlap. So as long as you're within that, then you've got testimony that's within it. If you're moving,
Have you got any Gemara that says you were killed? We have a Gemara which says that the story might happen on the third hour, might happen on the fifth hour. Have you got a Gemara that says, and why happened the story happen in the fourth hour? Whether we were killed?
What did we come up with? All we did here was the guy's testimony.
So if, in as much as it's matim to what one of them says, then you can say fine, so we've gone Idus on that time. But if it's not matim in any of their time, so we've gone no Idus about that time. If we know it somehow or another, the Idus will again, it wasn't the time you all say, and it wasn't the time you all say, but it could have been at another time that both of you could have possibly seen. But you didn't say it. So the Mizuric in the first and first place, we thought, if you didn't say the third of the month, you can't accept it. And the second place seems to be saying the opposite. Seems to be saying that you know why you can't accept the Aesis of the fifth hour is because it's too far apart. So if it wouldn't have been too far apart, we would have been able to accept the Atlas Aesis of both of them. As if it happened on the fourth hour, and we would have killed the accused. Why, neither of them said it!
Could it be also that there's a difference between making a mistake on an hour versus making a mistake on the
very,
day?
Very. So this is the Chayyulah. There's a Mikashah, the Kashah of the Sumim. But the answer, this is what the Tzadik Rashma wants to say. There's a difference between making a mistake on date and making a mistake of hour. Sorry, I've got nothing. Making a mistake of date, Haggadah has to be Haggadah on a date. Although it's true, you can make a mistake, you can make a mistake. But Haggadah has to be Haggadah on a date, and you didn't say that date, so we can't kill the accused. That's what the people say to me. But, making a mistake in an hour, if I said the right date, I didn't just say the right hour, as much as I got within the margin of error that you can make, it doesn't bother us so much the fact that you didn't actually stipulate the exact hour it had. A date, you have to say the date. If you didn't say it, neither of you said the correct date, they'll forget. But the hour, you didn't say the correct hour, as long as it's within the margin of error, it's okay. And I may have to say between 2 and 5, if you didn't say, if it couldn't have been the second hour, it couldn't have been the third hour, it couldn't have been the fourth hour, okay, we won't go ladies then because maybe it could have happened the fifth hour, but there's no Aesis here because they're more cheshed, because they're not compatible. If they would have been able to be compatible, and the only mistake here was the hour, it's within the margin of error, we would hear the Aesis and we would kill the Jews based on the Aesis. If the only one is not compatible, that we can't. So maybe we go back outside and she starts. They both said the third hour. They both said it happened the third hour. The Ramkin Adin Zeman said, Adin Hamizimun said, you were with us on the third hour. So that happened the fourth hour. Would we kill the Jews based on the Adin? Neither of them said the fourth hour. It's a margin of error though that it could have been. It's coming out from the second place, the last place on the page. When it comes to hours, it doesn't bother me the fact that neither of them said it. Because as long as it's within the margin of error, with ours, we can accept it. That's the end game. The previous places say that we come to date, and then say the date to fetch. Because the second place it says, when he, you see these words?
Yeah.
When he says it's more chesh. Here. It's all very well. Sha'id is more chesh. Then the Aesis is more chesh. Mukhas, meaning we cannot accept the Aesis. It's been refuted. Sharei oistoi sha'omash shtayim. The one who said shtayim loy hoyo yochel nitoi sadei, he couldn't have made a mistake so far, and therefore we can't accept the Aesis. You can't mock a Muzalim loy yid. They won't be Muzalim. So they're saying, we can't accept the Aesis to say the story happened at this hour because they're not compatible, because the one who said second can't have made such a mistake. If we would have been able to make such a mistake, we would have been better than Aesis. And we just said the story happened in the fifth hour. Nobody said the fifth hour. How could we have said it? Elamai. In hours doesn't bother me the fact that he actually didn't say the hour. He said the date? Good. Doesn't bother me he didn't say the hour. It's not such a deal, it's Mufush. Nehemiah. Sha'edus Mukhesh. Why is Aesis Mukhesh? What does it mean by Aesis? What does the word Aesis Mukhesh mean? No! The weaker. No. Mokras is contradicted. Refuted. The Aedus is refuted. What do you mean refuted? It means we cannot base ourselves based on this Aedus. The Aedus has been thrown out of courts. Here your Aedus has been thrown out of courts. What was the Aedus? Reuben killed Shimon. Reuben's a Ritzeach. Reuben, we're not going to be, he's not going to cheat as a Ritzeach. It's been thrown out of courts. Why? Why has Reuben been thrown out of courts? Why has the Aedus been thrown out of courts? Because the second couldn't have made such a big mistake to say it happened in the fifth hour. The one that says the second hour couldn't have made such a mistake to say it happened in the fifth hour. So therefore the Aedus has been thrown out of courts. Meaning, had it been not such a bad mistake, then we wouldn't have accepted your Aedus. We wouldn't have been thrown out of court. I mean, valid Aedus. Valid Aedus means we would kill somebody based on Aedus. Valid Aedus means that the Aedus is Kayim and we act upon it. So the Aedus would have been Kayim. That's not such a bad mistake. Let's say the story would have happened in the fourth hour. Not such a bad mistake. It's possible that they meant this. You would have killed the Ritzeach based on such Aedus. Despite the fact that no one said it happened on the fourth hour. No one said it. We would have killed it. Okay, I'll see you go over it again in the world. Yes.
I personally think that the whole Sugya started the discussion that separating hours and days to become a very unique direction to Sugya. The whole mission started, that's the whole discussion. The whole discussion was the mission started talking about the mix of an hour, and then we had discussion based
So why don't we say the Aedin Zayman made the mistake, the Aedin HaMezinim made the mistake, and therefore we'll let the Aedin Zayman off the hook, rather we won't let them be there on the hook, we'll let the Aedin Zayman off the hook. So they say the Marine, and here we go back to the story which we had lost from the very beginning. So they say, lean on our toes, cloud the snake. We never say two Aedin made a mistake. So if they both said you were with us from hour one until hour five, to say that the one that said five meant four, two Aedim we wouldn't say. Two Aedim we don't say that they both mean the same. Let's go back to the song. We said earlier, Mela, this is now my first thought. We can't say that two people made a mistake. Right? Say we can't say that two people made a mistake. But that's going to be the answer. The answer is two people don't make a mistake, therefore we would kill the accused patient. So that doesn't mean everything that's until now is irrelevant. Places built himself up and every stage was valid. So at the end of the terror, the guy should be making a mistake. Then Bikaron, we would say, oh, so now, back to our Shaila, what would be if the two people said it happened on the third down? And then, Aiden Zayn said, you were with us in the third down. Would we kill the accused based on it? So the Chaya not. Because the new saw that says the same, so the actually say, but again, the new saw that they're saying that we don't say two people made a mistake. So to say that both of them meant the fourth hour, both of them meant the fifth hour, if we wouldn't do. So we bounced back to say you wouldn't kill the accuser for different reasons. You wouldn't kill the accused because the Tosafot can't say two people made them.
In the original sort of because we can't say this is what they would say.
Right.
So then what happens to Rava and Abaye? Now back to Abaye is
in whatever. Yeah. So this all in Rava and the second loss in Rava.
Right, but the second
lesson
of Abaye
holds
that only one of them makes a mistake.
Right, two people can't make a mistake.
Right, but
Rava
agrees with that.
No, Rava also, two people can't make a mistake.
Which
does? Yeah. The first lesson of Abaye. Okay, listen, we have this as well. We have now Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, good chance, Monday, and 4 days of straightforward Chazar. So please do make the most of Shavuot, of hopping around. We're learning Geshmaki Gemara, so we have to pass the get all the shit that's clear from the Mishnah to the end.
Yeah. See, I was wondering at the beginning of the Sotos, when you said that they changed, and some reason they were able to change their mind at the fourth hour, how could they change their mind? They can't change the testimony.
Okay, it's margin of error, they're not changing the testimony.
Plus, we're giving the
margin of error. Yeah. Let's end off maybe with a quick vote for Shavuot. We've gone really over time for this. But it could be I once did this vote, I can't remember anymore. I like it so much that I say it every year anyway. So, the Megillah Esther is known as the Megillah Susa is known as the Megillah of Chesed. It's the whole way through is going about Chesed. Starting from Rus's Chesed with Normi and Boaz's Chesed with Rus and Normi and all the way through what Boaz then did. The Yibum, not a Chesed, the whole thing is Chesed, but it's very, very, very strange thing, which I heard from my uncle, Frank Kaufman. Very strange thing. If you look through the Megillah, it's really weird. And Ruth came back with Normi, and they have nothing to eat. They're totally destitute. They didn't even have shoes on their legs. They're totally destitute. And Normi says to Ruth, would you do me a favor, please, and go to collect leggings. That's basically what it is. Come from the bus of the meadow, go to collect leggings. And I happened to be with Hashem Tziyat, which I happened to click it. And it happened to be with a Shkoka prophet. She ends up at the field of Boaz. That Boaz was Normie's cousin. Boaz was the first cousin. So it happened to come to the field of Boaz. And Boaz was the most wealthiest of people alive. And he sees Ruth collecting the tears, and he asks what's going on, why, like, who is this girl? And they say, oh, it's the girl that came back with Normi. And then he goes up to her and says, you know, it's so good that you came here. You shouldn't go to any other fields. Just come take me here. And go off to my Nori. Just come take me here. Don't go anywhere else. And I just say, if you think about this, you think, it's totally weird. And you've got the wealthiest guy. It's his cousin. Here's a check. $1 million. Go and build yourself. Set up your home probably. No, come in the boiling heat. We're talking about seven times. But in time of Christmas. Boiling heat, come and pick every day. Don't worry. You should, you need to have any bread. You're going to eat with an orange. And then, she goes back home. She tells Normie, and I'm so excited. How wonderful. And she comes back and she brings. What's going on? What's the flower going on? It gets a bit deeper. Ruth, yeah, I don't know, the Chumash found it, but Ruth, it says she gave to Normi, that's the Chumash. It says that, so they're talking about the lucky, she got everything. But the lucky, the thought that she collected the evening, and she collected a lot. And it says that she bought her home, the Terech HaMoitis HaShili Keso, the Terech HaTitin-Law, she gave to her mother-in-law, Eid Hashem Siyo Mistova. Whatever Ruth, there's left over, too much for to eat, here you are, mother-in-law, take what's left over. The prophet, where's the prophet? Again, weirdest of things. Ruth is meant to be the dogma of the time of Chesed. Is left over. You take the left over. Eight the shirt, see me summer. Well, that's over from her, she changes that. You take it. And Chametz said, where did you get it from? She said, I was at some field. Oh, wow, Baruch HaShem, Shalei Yodot Chesed, amazing Chesed, you see, wow. What's going on? So my uncle says, I think it's from the Chidor. Amazing thing. He says, when a person does chesed, you have to know how to do chesed. Not just to do, I want to do chesed. You have to know how to do chesed. You have to try and get into the feeling of how the other person is feeling. So you have to do. So, Ruth and Normi come back home. Normi knows that she has a boy out. So why is Normi sending Ruth out collecting? But she's dead embarrassed. She's embarrassed to ask for Sodom. She knows it's naked, like it's free, fine. I'm not asking for anything, I'm doing what my legal right. But to go and ask from my cousin for Sodom is something which, for her, she's a Bata Shirin, she married big Elimelech, she's a Shirin. To go and ask for Sodom is something she couldn't do. The boy and soul and chassid. Now what boy is going to hear the check? That defeats the whole purpose. He says, Ruth is trying to avoid, the mom is trying to avoid embarrassment. And you just go ahead and embarrass them. So he did the trick. He said, don't go to any other fields. Come here, go after my Na'arim. And he told the Na'arim, so it's a Shoshanah. He told the Na'arim, I can see what's going on. I want to do chet, but I want to do chet in a way that they will appreciate it. So you go and drop in front of a kilo, like this. And they'll be taking, she'll be taking the necklace, you know, that's why her ego, right? She comes home with a ton of food, and all my chesed is done in a way that she will appreciate it. Now Ruth comes home with a ton of food, and she knows the same story again. Can you imagine what the mother-in-law must be feeling, sending out her daughter-in-law? Imagine the busha, the terrible feeling. So she said to her mother-in-law, hey look, I've got left over, it's too much for me. Do me a favor and take it from me. That's our way of showing chesed to our mother-in-law. Say that you're doing me a favor by taking off me. It's Isa Shem and Tava. It's too much for me. Go and take it. That's true chesed. Chesed is not doing what you want to do to the other guy. It's not even the chaver to understand what the other guy is feeling. And that's what we learn from the Gesser. That's the truth. The true feeling of chesed. So that's what we're meant to be learning in the Hashem. So, Tayyar Chesed Al Shaynai, that's Hashem Echelam in Gemara. So Tayyar Chesed, the best Chesed you could possibly do, is to learn. No, we need a lot of Shur, the Hashem can certainly say. I mentioned that's a very quick 10-second, first Noyemo, that, yesterday I went to the Bachem to deliver goods, to come Shur. So I went to me at one of the places, and at the junction there we got stoned by the Arabs there. I was in the car, got crashed in, and that's the previous place. So, I thank God that Hashem about that as well. And we said, we want to think of the Goyons of the Mir Hashem, and it's all be good and well healthy.